Welcome in to the Pits and Peril podcast. We are initiating a new member to the clan, a member that used to be with us and is now returning, Robert J. Sobrepeña. I don't know if that's going to actually come through on audio, but I hope it does. How you doing, Robbie?
Doing well. Thanks for having me, Todd. Super stoked to be back and looking forward to returning to the world of fantasy football with some of my close friends.
Perfect. And of course, my phone rings, but I will call this person back later. I gotta close my Google Voice so that it stops making a bunch of noise.
On,
Sorry to
Todd.
the
Get it
listeners. Not
together.
very professional of me. Okay, we good to go. So you're in SF. What neighborhood are you living in?
I live in DuBose Park, DuBose Triangle, right next to DuBose Park.
Near
Pretty
Ace's
central.
parents.
Not
Oh,
quite.
DuBose Park's not a huge area, so.
No. This is by Church and Market, right next to that Safeway on Market Street.
Ah, gotcha. Cool, man. Well, I guess give me your. How did this come about, you coming back? I believe Frank and you had conversations about maybe you getting a little antsy wanting to come back.
antsy to come back. I'm not sure if that's how I would characterize my return. I had heard like some brewing, some conversation around a potential for an opening. It seemed like there was a, there's always tension within fantasy, as designed and as it should be, but it sounded like tension that potentially had the potential for me to come back and like for an opening. So Frank kind of like shared that with me. Like, you know what? I do fantasy like with coworkers and stuff, small amounts of money, very kind of hands-off approach, as you guys know. But yeah, it seems like the league itself has developed quite a bit over the last few years. There's definitely like a little bit of FOMO, seeing how intense you guys are about the league, and that's yeah, I felt like why not? I think returning to the league it felt like the right move, and I actually I would like to make an announcement on the pod, Todd, if that's
Go
okay.
right ahead.
All right, so announcement for the league. I'm officially retiring. Auto Rub. Auto Rub
Oh.
is no longer going to be kind of the go-to strategy that I historically I leaned on. I actually experienced a lot of success the first year that I applied the Auto Rub strategy, and I, I took pride in how little I, contributed to the actual success of my team. I did absolutely minimal. I wanted to make sure my transaction number was really, really low at all times. That was it, and it worked. That first year, I made it to the finals. I lost to you, actually, Todd, in the finals, and I was pretty bummed out about that. I thought that was would have been like such a cool feat to win the championship with minimal effort, despite how much everybody else pours into their teams. But that didn't happen that year.
So
But I
that
felt
leads
like,
me to a question. Who
yeah.
will be drafting your team? Is it ChatGPT, Grok? Which AI platform will you be implementing?
To be honest, I think it's still to be decided.
Okay.
I don't have like a strategy lockdown at this very moment in time. We do have a few months. But I don't know. I've been thinking about like what it means to, what it means to have like a successful team, what it means to win. Part of it is luck, like football in general,
Yeah.
very injury prone sport. So like, you get good players on your team, people get injured. So it's just avoiding kind of those mind, the minds that might be laying up ahead of you. And part of it is also, finding value in underrated players, like, seeing overlooked potential. So things like that, that I have to figure out, like, because Let's be real. I'm not like the type of person to be watching football for hours and hours, every Sunday. That's just not who I am, and I get really antsy. I'll watch the Niners game, the entirety of the Niners game, maybe a Chiefs game, but other than that, I have no interest in following the league super closely. That's my default. I recognize like I need to step it up in terms of like my viewership and just general exposure to football in order to be competitive in this league.
Well, I'll give you two
So
points of view on this. So one, I'm also mostly because my wife refuses to let me sit in front of Red Zone all day long. She's not committed to me having all Sunday in front of the television from, sun up till sundown. So I watched one game a week in its entirety. So you're not, I don't think. I know Anthony is like a big Red Zone guy. He'll watch. I think Wally does that as well, but not everyone's spending all day Sunday watching football. But on
I
YouTube,
recognize that.
they have compressed versions of every game. So let's say, there's someone on waivers that you're looking to pick up and they're playing in the Indianapolis Colts game. You can go to the compressed version on YouTube where it's just highlights and you can see all their plays, and it makes it really easy. So that's typically my coffee hour in the morning before I go to jujitsu. I'm watching, skipping through the highlights of games to see what people look like in live action, not just on the stat sheet.
Okay, yeah, I'm gonna need more advice like that to figure out like how to,
I have an email that I
but
sent out to Wally and Ace last year, kind of going over some strategy stuff that I plan to send to you. I've also printed out last year's draft values, or like PDF them so that you can kind of get an idea of, where certain level players will be drafted, because I don't think you, like, we all have it kind of baked into our minds how much people are worth at this point. You may not.
for sure.
You'll have some resources at your disposal.
Yeah, no, I appreciate that. But yeah, also like one thing I've come to like recognize, like, yeah, winning the, winning the championship is awesome. But isn't winning isn't all about getting first place either.
No.
Like it seems like, winning is about fucking like dunking on your friends, and
Having
slapping
fun
your
with the
balls against
buddies.
their face, those moments where just fucking you get that release of, oh yeah, fucking just fleece the fuck out of, fucking Franco or Ace or whatever. So I'm looking forward to, those winning moments and having many, many of those moments coming up.
Perfect. Well, there's some stuff I want to get into with you. It's very quick, and then I'll let you get back to work. It's a short pod. There's not
Sounds
too
good.
much to go over. But like I said, I am going to be giving you a little bit of a cheat sheet here. But I want to ask you some basic questions. And
Is this a pop quiz?
it's a pop quiz.
No, don't do this to me.
It's only 10. They're
Don't do
very
this to
easy.
me.
They're very easy
Okay.
questions, Rob. Well, no, some of them are easy.
This
They're only
they're are they
10.
football related? They're
Yeah.
football related? Okay,
Yeah.
well, all right.
Okay.
See.
Question one. What is the season long last place punishment? What happens to the person that loses
What
the season?
is the name of this pod?
Pits and Peril Podcast.
Exactly.
Okay. So say it. I want, if you want the fucking check mark, if you want a point, you get the answer right. We're starting out easy.
Fine. You have to wax your pits, bro.
Wax your pits.
Wax them
Nikki
clean.
has to wax his pits still. He has not done it yet. Nikki,
Oh
we're looking at
man.
you.
Yeah,
Okay, so
get
you're
on
one
it.
for one. What is the league buy-in amount?
When I was last playing, I think it was like $100. I believe you guys have increased it a little bit to like 150 or something.
Ding, 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 ding. $150. Robbie. Pulling through,
Heating up, baby.
heating up.
Come
Okay, so you're two for two. I wasn't sure if you were going to get that one.
on, dude.
How
That
many
hurt.
points? Question three. How many points do you get for a 50-yard field goal?
How many points do you get? Are you kidding me?
How many points do you
Bro,
get
come
for
on.
shooting?
How out of touch do you think I am? You think you gotta ask me that question?
It just I'm trying to gauge. We're trying to gauge where you're.
It's a 3-point shot from
No,
downtown.
not in football, in fantasy football.
Oh, okay. All right, that's a fair question.
A 50-yard field.
Let me try to remember. I think it's like, I mean, 3 would be an obvious answer, but I don't think it's 3. I think it's like in the point system. I think it, I'm just gonna throw a number out there that's sticking out, like 7 or 8 or something like that.
It is
No,
five,
okay.
Rob. It is
Fuck. Okay.
five. You get three for a field goal under 30 or under 40 yards. If you get a 40-yard field goal, it is 4 points, and 50 plus is 5 points, and that's where the game happens.
Okay.
These are things you'll have to learn. If you didn't get
I
that
mean,
right, you will
yeah.
definitely not get this one right, but you may need a
All right.
pencil to write this down.
Go for it.
Do you have a pencil?
I do.
Your QB throws for 200 passing yards, one passing touchdown, and rushes for 10 yards and one rushing touchdown, and throws one interception. How many points do you have?
I think each passing yard is a let me think about this one. Every 10 passing yards, I think, is a point. Is
You can't ask me, Rob.
that right? I'm just talking through my thought process here. Okay, so I'm gonna estimate or guess just based on my rough memory that every 10 yards passing or rushing is a point. That's 21 points for passing and rushing together. Touchdowns. I don't remember if there's a difference between passing and rushing, but since you specified, there probably is. I'm gonna guess those are 40 points, 30 points, maybe. And then an interception will probably be like negative 10 or something like that. So altogether, no, touchdowns can't be. What am I talking about? That is way too many points for a touchdown. Probably like 10. I'll say 10 points for a touchdown. If a 50-yard field goal is 5 points, I'd say a touchdown's probably at least 10 points, maybe 12. Okay, so two touchdowns. Let's call it 20, 24 points. Passing yards and rushing yards together. 21, so that's 42 with
You're way off, so I'm just going to stop you.
okay.
It's
Go,
18
yeah, what's the, what
points.
the
You get
uh-huh.
25 points per, or 25 rushing yards is one point. So 200 yards is 8 points. A passing touchdown is 4 points. So that is 12 points.
Passing
10
touchdown is
rushing.
eight, it's
No,
four
touchdown's
points.
4 points.
Okay. I guess a 50-yard field goal is, I guess, a little bit more rare to see than a touchdown. But
Yeah, I mean,
it's worth more points. So that's what I'm confused. Yeah. Anyway, whatever.
that is kind of a weird rule, but okay. So, and then rushing yards are 10 per point. So you've got another point there. Rushing touchdown is 6 points, and a pick is negative one. So you add them all up, you get 18.
Okay. Just the scale I was thinking was just way off. So 18 is like a pretty average,
18
maybe
is
like
a
slightly
game.
above average.
Yeah, like if you get 18 points from your quarterback, you're not stoked. It's not like a week winning, but no one shat the bed, right? You're just like,
Yeah.
okay, you did your job.
Okay. He did what he needed to do. Okay.
18's like a baseline, like he had a good game.
Got it.
Okay, moving on. So now you're 2 of 4.
It only gets harder, so
Maybe we'll see.
okay. All right.
Name the Rams' two breakout players this year. This past year, one running back and one wide receiver.
I'm thinking really hard right now. Can I, am I allowed to look at this roster? This last year,
No,
breakthrough
you can't look
players.
it up. You should just, if I asked anyone else in the league, they would probably know this outside of
I
me.
mean, they've got some established players who coming
But
into this season,
breakout players, guys that were not.
breakout players. Okay. I honestly can't answer this question. I wouldn't know.
Okay, you have wide receiver Puka Nacua, wide receiver. And then you have running back Kyren Williams, who took over the job from Cam Akers.
Two names I've never heard in my life.
That's okay, but you're going to have to learn these names. Name last year's rookie breakout tight end. There's two kind of acceptable, actually, there's only one acceptable answer for this.
Last year's rookie breakout tight end, bro.
Do you want a hint on what team he plays
Yeah,
for?
give me a hint.
Detroit Lions.
Drawing a blank, man. I don't know.
Sam Laporta. So now you're
Yep.
two of six. So that's not instilling a lot of confidence, but like you said, you have
It
a
only gets harder. It literally only gets harder. So
and you have a long
ask
amount
away,
of
but don't
time
have
before
any
the season starts.
expectations.
So this isn't meant to
Yeah.
embarrass you or make you feel bad. This is meant to light a fire under you where it's like, maybe I got to start listening to some fantasy football
No,
podcast.
I recognize that. You know, I'll get there. It's a process. You know, I'm not gonna get there
Okay, well, the
overnight.
NFL
And
draft is coming up. Who is this year's can't miss wide receiver rookie? And a hint on this one is his father played in the NFL and was a superstar.
Oh man, was his father a quarterback?
A wide receiver. So it's this year's can't miss wide receiver rookie. Probably will
Okay.
go in the top four picks.
So his dad probably played what, like in the 90s or something?
Yep.
Was it like Jerry? I want to, I mean, obviously, Jerry Rice comes to mind.
Give you a
Yeah,
hint.
I
His
don't know, man.
father, this is a big hint, but I don't think you're that big of a football fan, so it may not ring a bell.
Deion Sanders, his son?
No. No.
Okay.
The father played for the Indianapolis Colts and was Peyton Manning's go-to wide receiver for a long time.
Peyton Manning's wide receiver from the Colts. Bro, I'm drawing a big blank
Drawing
right
a
now.
blank. Okay. Marvin
Yeah.
Harrison Jr., son of Marvin Harrison Sr. Okay. So
Okay.
that was the questions that deal with kind of players. Now we're going to get into draft values. As you know, we have an auction draft. We start with 200 Bitcoin and you bid on players. So, first of all, this may, I mean, if you answered no to this question, do you know who Justin Tucker is and what position he plays?
Nope.
Okay, well, how many Bitcoin do you expect Justin Tucker to go for?
Okay, so you start with 200. And how many picks do you have overall? You got what, 14 picks?
15 or 16. I can't remember off the
15,
top of my head.
16 picks.
Yeah. I'm going to give you a hint. Justin Tucker is a kicker. He's the best kicker.
Okay, so on average, you're spending what, 12 Bitcoin or so a player. But for a really good kicker, someone who is putting up points consistently week after week, probably I'll just go with like 15 or 16.
No. I mean,
20.
no,
20.
you're too high. Because
Really?
yeah, kickers usually go for one Bitcoin. Justin Tucker, I would estimate, would probably go for like 3 to 6 Bitcoin. Someone always just has a
I
hard
see.
on for Justin Tucker. And even
Gotcha.
though
Which
kind
position? Sorry, go ahead.
well, most people look to just spend one Bitcoin, but Justin Tucker is just always the best kicker, and it gives you like a slight edge at the position. So some people feel like if they have hit some values and they're like, I guess a strategy would be like, shit, I have some Bitcoin left to bid on players, but not enough to get any really like star players. I'm going to be getting guys that kind of fall down into the 2, 3, 4 Bitcoin range, and I'm not going to be able to spend all my Bitcoin. I'm going to spend up and get Justin Tucker. And that way I know I have the best kicker. You were about to ask me what position goes for the most, I believe.
Yeah, if I were to guess, probably like running back.
Quarterback, because we have two quarterbacks.
Quarterback. Oh, okay. So yeah, that's right. Two quarterback league. Got it.
Yeah. So, I mean, like the top player may end up being like Christian McCaffrey overall, but in general, quarterbacks have a very high value, which gets me to the next question. If the number 10 ranked running back goes for about, and I have like a five pick coin kind of flexibility here. If the number 10 running back goes for 29 pick coin, what would you expect Lamar Jackson to go for?
He's what a top three quarterback. Shit, man. I don't know. I feel like some people would be willing to blow a pretty significant amount of their load on, top tier quarterbacks.
But yeah, so a top 10 run, like a
And
number
it's
10
a
running
bidding
backs at
system, though.
29. So where does, the kind of number five, four quarterback go?
And it's a bidding system, right?
Yeah.
So things can get pretty heated and emotional, drive the price up. Yeah, I'll probably guess like 40. No, not 50, 50.
You were closer with 40. I would guess around
Okay.
34 to 39 for one of the top quarterbacks are going to be Justin, you've got Jalen Hurts because he gets a lot of touchdowns, and Josh Allen because he runs for a lot of touchdowns. They both get a lot of rushing touchdowns. They're usually going in like the 40s, maybe upper 40s. And then this year you'll probably have a tier of, Lamar Jackson and Patrick Mahomes, who had a kind of a down season. They'll probably go in, the upper 30s. Maybe Patty goes a little higher for like 41, 42. But yeah, 34 to 39 was kind of my guess. There was a little bit of
How,
there. So you were close with 40.
yeah, how in demand was Brock Purdy going into this last season?
Not in demand at all.
Really?
Like, I
That's
can tell you what
interesting.
he went for. Give me a sec. I believe Bill had him. He went for four Bitcoin.
Ooh. Good steal from Bill.
Yep. Okay. Now one. So that's you're 2 of 9. Not great. You're not passing this test, but
Literally only gets harder, Todd.
yeah.
It's going to be two for whatever, how many more questions you
So
got for me.
Alex Holden left the league because he was upset at the league rental policy. Do you know the league rental policy? If you don't, just say no and I'll explain it to you.
So Franco filled me in. So you can rent or you can lend your players out to other teams for short windows of time. I think it's like a 2 week window typically, or like 1 or 2 week window.
2 week minimum.
2 week minimum. Okay. Yeah, and you can form an agreement to just for a rental. And he didn't appreciate it because he felt like it was collusion. But
Yeah.
it was within, and he didn't like the rule, and he gave you guys an ultimatum around, getting rid of the rule or he getting rid of him. And that's why we're talking today.
That's why we're talking today. So yeah, 2 week minimum. The reason for that is we want to reward people who have depth in their roster and have enough assets that they can put them out there to work. You have the asset. You want to make sure your asset's producing for you. And if he's not in your starting lineup, maybe you can get some Bitcoin for him. But we also frown upon roster sharing. We don't want it to be like I'll lend you for this week and then give him right back. There has to be a little risk for you to lend a player out. So by doing a 2 week minimum, it's like, shit, if one of my players gets injured and I need that guy, I can't get him back. So that's why we have a 2 week minimum window.
Yeah.
Yeah, and
That
Holden did
makes
not
sense.
like
These are,
go
yeah,
on.
go ahead. No, these are interesting tactics that I've developed since I've been gone. I imagine you've had to create these rules because people were colluding excessively on the sidelines.
Not colluding, but it was a little bit unfair if, you were going up against someone and it was just so easy for them to rent players. So you want to make it a little bit harder because you don't want it to be like total roster sharing, just an orgy of, players going back and forth. But you want to give people the opportunity to, take advantage of their depth.
Yeah,
But in
question for you.
general, we have a very laissez-faire economy where if you can do it, it works. Like, for example, Nicky was like in the playoffs and he had a bye already. He knew he was going to have a bye. And there was a matchup that if he beat Ace was going to get his pits whack, but if he lost, Ace was safe, and he decided to throw the executioner switch and send Wally to the pits. And there was a lot of hubbub, like, should you be able to do that? You know, that's you're kind of meddling. But then at the end of the day, we decided, as a bunch of, you know, heathens, if you're in a powerful position where you can choose someone's life and death, you got to be able to play it. And that's Nicky wanted to throw the executioner switch, and he did it. And he's within his right. He was in that position where he was able to lose a game and still get a bye. So he said, fuck it. I'm sending Wally to get his pits next. He's too hairy.
Love it. Love to see that type of innovation within the
Okay,
league.
bonus question. So you went 2 for 10 on the main questions. Question
Bro, give me
11.
a point for that at least.
Okay, yeah, you're right. 3 of 10. 11. Are you pumped to be back?
Ah, so pumped, man. I like I said, you know, like I'm kind of like, you know, I'm able to rethink how my relationship with the league, and like, you know, like what it means to win, that sort of thing. And I'm looking forward to dunking on my friends over and over and over again.
Perfect.
So I'm
Well,
stoked, man.
what I will say is you will likely get your pits waxed this first year. I'm gonna make it
But
a goal of mine that you don't, and I'm gonna try to help you.
you know, like I disagree with that though. Like, okay, like maybe I'm a little naive. Obviously you know much more about fantasy football than I do, but I do know like luck does, like the person who knows it all doesn't necessarily win the, you know, place high in the league.
This was 100% true. Ace, I sent Ace the same info, and he did not use it at all, and he won the league. So
Yeah,
luck does
exactly.
play a role.
And my auto Rob, the success of that one season is also an example of like if I just play to the numbers, which is kind of what I've done historically, like, you know, I'll avoid I get to keep my armpit hair. So, you know, I disagree that it's kind of I'm a the obvious like person to be getting my pits waxed,
Well, I
you
think
know, by the end of the season,
you would
but
have the highest probability, right? So like people with experience are clearly going to have less of a possibility, but I'm
that's
making it my
fair.
goal
That's fair. That's
yeah
fair.
and make sure that that doesn't happen. So I'm going to try to send you some info. I'll send you some podcasts to listen to, you know, you're cooking or you're cleaning, driving. That way you're just more familiarized with players that, you know, maybe aren't on your radar, like Kyron Williams or Puka Nacua. Sam Laporta.
Nakua. What a name, by the way.
Yeah, he's Hawaiian. Okay, well, that was it, Ryan. I'm glad you're
Well,
back. Everyone was really pumped to have you back. Only Anthony knew the podcast was happening today, so I think lots of people are going to be stoked for the podcast out of nowhere. Subscribe on iTunes or on Apple Music or Spotify, wherever you get your podcasts. Do you know that we have
sounds
listeners
good.
like outside of our league?
Tell me about these listeners. Like, who are these people?
Germans, like a lot of German
Really?
listeners, just randomly.
They're
Like
like,
some weeks I'll have like a spike of listeners in Romania or like Germany. I think it must be some
no
sort
way. That is
of, I think it
wild.
must be some like AI that's like listening to podcasts to, you know, figure out what's out there or something. But yeah, we like had this spike. So Anthony always says good morning, Germany, when he's on a pod.
Yeah, that's awesome. Well, we're building an international audience, an international brand. You know, we're going worldwide.
Yep. All right,
But
Robbie.
I'm stoked to
Well,
hear, man. Thanks for having me on the pod. For everybody else out there, I'm excited to compete with y'all and get ready for these balls
getting ready for these balls?
on your face.
Oh, okay. Well, thank you for that. All right, Robbie.
Yeah.
See you later, man.
Bye.